So I'll tell you about the stammer.
So when did you like? Have you always had it? So as a kid, like you
Well, the
remember.
first time I remember it was when I was in first class and I started in a new school, the school Freddie and Anne Riley are in at the moment. And I remember stammering then, and it was my first day. And I remember crying because my mom was leaving me, and I said, "Oh, I was obviously nervous, and starting in a new school and." I think I'd started late. I think, or maybe I didn't. I don't know. But that was the first time I remember stammering. Then fast forward a few years, I went to speech therapy. I think I was in third class, maybe it was second class. I don't know. And anyway, I went to speech therapy, and I only had one session with them. And I remember the speech therapist, and she just chatted to me. Spoke to me about the different things and showed me cards and explained the card and what does this mean to you and describe this and that. So she was just checking out
She wanted you just to speak,
just to speak and what my vocabulary was like and what my pronunciation was like and certain like what letters I might struggle with, etc. And anyway, like I'm talking to you now, I was very calm. I just said, right, well, I'm just going to talk like this. And I can talk like this if I want to. You'll probably see it now. I've slowed down completely. I'm just going, yeah.
I'm sitting directly opposite you, and there's a visible difference, even in like you just kind of settled yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I said to myself, no,
Yeah,
right,
I can see it.
I'm just going to chill out a little bit more here now and talk normally and maybe speak with a more like a deeper voice perhaps or
So
something like that.
you're actively conscious of how
Yes.
you're pronouncing your words and the time you're taking.
Yeah, I'm slowing down. So I'm slowing down my brain essentially, like you know what I mean? So I'm not trying to get out everything as quick as I can or as fast as I can. So when I went to speech therapy the first time, I did this, and they called my mom in because it was my mom who brought me. And anyway, she spoke to my mom, and my mom came out and she said to me, she said, "Oh, this speech therapist." Now I don't remember that. I was. You know,
Right, you're
10 at the
young,
time, so I don't remember what was said, but it was essentially he doesn't have a stammer, or it's not a bad stammer. He'll grow out of it, etc. You know,
Yeah, don't worry, basically.
yeah. Don't
You're
worry about it.
fine,
You
yeah.
know, and it wasn't holding me back in any way, shape, or form. I wasn't like a shy child. I always had friends.
But clearly it hasn't in general, because I mean if you got to the stage where you're doing stand up and you're doing other things like that, like that's not a sign of someone who's letting a stammer hold them back.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't. I mean, I was probably always a little bit more shy. Probably when I was a teenager, and I was going out more, and kind of girls were on the scene then and whatnot. And I remember there were two big moments for me that I absolutely hated having a stammer, and there's still one. But one was in secondary school, and we had to read, and you'd always know what paragraph or what page you'd have to
What's
read
yours?
in advance, like you know. And I always dreaded that. And the reason I dreaded it because I knew what was coming up, so I'd be reading in advance and I'd be planning. And the way my brain works, and I'm sure it's the way a lot of people with stammer work, they calculate and associate what, words they have to say, how they'll say them, and when I'm talking, I'll know in advance what I want to say, but I'll know if I'll be able to say it or not. And if I can say it, I'll restructure the sentence. So I might
Would you
say,
swap words in and out?
totally.
Yeah,
So just
okay.
say, for instance, how's the beer? If I struggled with the word how's, I'd say, is your beer nice? Do you know what I mean? Or are you enjoying your beer?
But that's actually, even in general, if you don't have a stammer, like there's certain things that being able to restructure sentences like that is a positive
It is a
thing.
positive thing, but it's
Because how you ask
not
things and say things can be, perceived very differently.
correct, but not in real time when you're having a conversation. Because what you're doing then, instead of focusing on the conversation and the person you're talking to, you're focusing on how you're going to structure the next sentence that's coming out, or 3 or 4 sentences ahead. Do you know? It's extremely weird. I can't explain it to you properly. It's an odd one.
But then does that mean then you're not fully focusing on, as if you're thinking that much ahead, let's say, are you not fully focused on what's been said? Have you ever found that you're kind of, you drift into that with that?
Sometimes, yeah. So sometimes I do. Like I'll give you a prime example. I'd be talking to people about a subject and it might be in like a group conversation. And I would know that I want to say something in about 30 seconds time because I've heard a point and I want to get that point across.
And you want to reply to it.
But for that 30 seconds, I'm figuring out how I want to structure that sentence and where will I start with this word, with this letter? No, I'm going to start with that. So I'm constantly thinking all the time. So that's how it works with me.
And that ties back then, I'm assuming then, in with the sleeping, as in, you know, not sleeping as much, or...
Yeah, I don't know.
Your brain's constantly going.
Well, my brain's constantly going, but when I'm in bed, I'm not thinking about, well, what do I have to say, what or what I have to do, you know what I mean? Yeah. But my brain is active all the time. But anyway, so it was always bad in school. I hated reading, and I still hate preparing things and knowing what I have to say, so...
You hate having to prepare stuff?
Yeah.
And yet, ironically, if you're doing stand-up, that's exactly what you have to do.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a prime example. When we got married there 10 years ago, I didn't prepare my wedding speech, right?
Okay.
What I did was... It went really well. This is the thing. I wrote about 20 words down on my phone at the time. And I had my phone down. And it was just word one was like, thanks, love... you know, sometimes I'm just trying to cars, D, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And I just took those words and a thought came in and I just went with that. That's the way I've always done it.
Frozen.
Yeah, yeah. So reading in class was always hard because I'd know what I had to say. So I'd be fretting over it and thinking about it. Oh Jesus, you know. Whereas when I don't have that, and even with like presentations in college and even work now, I'd always know what I want to say. I'd have it in my head, but I hate putting it down on like slides and going, right, this point, you know what I mean? I just avoid that.
Death by PowerPoint.
So it's that's what I've always done, and I've met a few people over the years.
So you're ad-libbing an awful lot to a point on, like, as in you have a pointer, and then you can fill in the gaps on the go.
Exactly that.
Yeah. That's the unique.
That's it.
Like people can do it, obviously. Yeah. Not a lot. I'd say you're probably more in the minority than, you know, people who can do that.
Well, I'm
less than people who can't do it.
Well, I'm just assuming people with a stammer are of some sort. Do that. Like, I don't know. I've never really met... I don't have friends who have stammers. I've never really met someone who has a stammer. I've met a man once in a pub, and he said to me... I was just chatting away to him. He was having a smoke outside, and I was outside making a call or something. I finished it, and I was talking to him, and he heard me stammer slightly, and he said, aren't you great now? Aren't you great coming out here now and chatting away? And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, you're very brave. Like, I said, what do you mean? I don't really understand. He said, well, you have a stammer, if you don't mind me saying. I said, yeah, of course I don't. And anyway, it transpired that he had a son who had a stammer. And this son, I think he was only about 12 or 13. And he would just lock himself away, and he wouldn't talk to anyone, and he had no friends because of it, and he avoided social events and social interactions and all that. So I ended up giving my email address to the dad and said, listen, if ever your son wants to chat, and the reason I gave him the email address as opposed to my phone number is because people with stammers hate talking on the phone. I avoid it at all costs. I prefer seeing someone. I prefer seeing their facial expressions. I prefer just knowing that I'm talking to someone. Whereas on the phone, it's just, I hate it. And I avoid
the same boat.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, there probably wouldn't be much coming across from me.
I avoid it at all costs. Not the best. All costs.
The best
I hate it.
Form of communication. You know?
But unfortunately, the son never got in touch, you know. But the,
okay.
the dad was just, you could see he was struggling with it. He was really struggling with
it. But that must be horrible if you can see your own, you know, your youngest or your eldest, whatever age they are. And let's be honest, at that age, like, there's puberty and everything else kicking in. It's a really difficult time.
Yeah.
But it must be very difficult for, like, my initial reaction when you said it was like, I said, Jesus, that's a bit patronizing, isn't it?
Mm.
But he probably wasn't coming from it at that
time. No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just seeing what his son was going through.
Yeah.
And that's what he's used to.
Yeah.
Whereas, pardon me, if you learn, if you think along the lines that you're saying, and, you know, it's a positive way to approach this,
mm.
or approach anything, no matter what you have.
Mm.
So, yeah, I mean, well done. Just as in, get it done. Don't stop.
Yeah, it was something I wanted to do. It was a conscious effort to challenge myself.
Mm.
And like, as I said to you earlier, like right now, right from this second, if I want to talk to you without stammering, I'll be able to do it. I'll be making a conscious effort to not stammer, but I'll be able to do it. But naturally, that's not the way I talk and that's not the way I process things. So I want to get stuff out faster and quicker, but maybe, you know, I need to be talking like I'm talking to you right now without stammering.
So then, are there situations which make us any worse? Or is it when you're more relaxed, let's say? So if you're with your mates and you're just chilling out, having a few pints, or you're watching the match or whatever it is, would it be more apparent then because you're not as focused on what you're thinking, you're just letting it go?
Yeah, and it's a strange...
Whereas the presentation, you'd probably be more thinking of it. No?
Yes and no. I mean... It's a strange one. Yeah, you're right. If I'm more relaxed around people, sometimes I might stammer a little bit more.
Yeah.
But then other times, I might not stammer at all. Like, I'm really relaxed now just chatting here, and I haven't stammered for, what, 30 seconds or a minute or 2 minutes? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's really all down to me. I know that sounds crazy. Like, there's people out there who stammer really badly. There used to be a guy in my class in school, and he'd start a sentence like, you know, and you'd be here going, fucking hell, what's he saying? And you'd go, and you'd be going,
You try to join in, yeah, like preempt what he's saying.
Yeah, exactly. And you'd be here like, and you'd be going, can cookie? And he'd go, how are you? And you go, what? That fucking didn't sound anything like cookie. You know what I mean? So you go, what the fuck? Yeah, it's impossible. Yeah. You know? But, yeah, so that's it. So, you know, yeah, I did some stand-up. I really enjoyed that. Again, it was more for the challenge. And then in subsequent years, I became a lecturer in a DIT. And yeah, I just challenged myself. And you know what? If I had the time back...
That's an amazing kind of journey. Like, and how did you find the lecture?
Yeah, I loved it because it was similar to stand up in a way. You're still facing an audience, you know, and you're talking about. But see, the thing is, you're talking about something you know, so
the subject matter is
exactly. So you're confident in what you're doing.
What was the subject matter as a matter of interest?
Digital marketing and development, like app development and app marketing and all that type of stuff. Yeah, so, yeah.
On that note, I'll go back to stammer in a second, but on that note, do you find, is Ireland still, like, you know, in a bit of a bubble in the sense that, you know, we haven't fully embraced all of technology and all of digital marketing?
The easiest way to explain it is, Ireland is probably a year behind the UK, and the UK is probably a year behind the US, we'll say, and the US is probably 2 to 3 to 5 years behind China. So it's not that we're not embracing it. I think we're definitely embracing it, but we're just embracing it at a slower rate. What I've noticed as well is that we don't have the infrastructure here in Ireland, like the broadband, you know, there's a huge problem with that. Yeah. And so, yeah, but I think more and more people are realizing that everything they do now is digitally focused. I mean, you have a smartphone, which is it's not really a phone anymore, it's a computer. Like, that's what it is. Like, the amount, like people
it's
don't...
It's a listening device for Siri or Alexa or whoever.
But I would say that only 30% of people who have a phone use it to make phone calls.
I would even thought maybe a bit less.
Less even, yeah. It's all, like, it's all searching, it's communicating via text, you know, listening to music, taking photos, video capture. Like, phone is just, you know... Yeah, it's nice to have.
It's nearly an outdated term in a sense, you know.
Yeah.
But like, that's I like
and,
that. Because
and the good thing about that for me and for someone with a stammer is that there's more methods of communication now.
Yeah.
Rather than having to pick up the phone and speak to someone, and I don't get me wrong, I have no problem picking up the phone and talking to the bank or arranging something or ordering takeaways. Like, I'll do it, no problem. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah,
but I'll do it. It's like what I was saying in a previous episode. I can cook, but I don't enjoy it. Like, I don't enjoy talking on the phone.
Just
so I
can't do it doesn't mean you should do it. Yeah, I have to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, there was a few years ago, remember Gareth Gates?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually. Yeah.
And he had a stammer.
He did.
And he's now...
He had a pretty bad stammer.
He did, I should say, yeah. And he joined a program called the Maguire Program. So they basically teach you how to breathe properly.
Mm.
And you take your breaths and you let your diaphragm kind of expand.
Not just breathe from here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's like a 3 or 4 day course. You go in, they teach you how to breathe, they ask you questions about yourself, and the goal at the end of the week, I'll say, and they encourage you to go up to people on the street and ask them for the time or for directions and that. You know,
you have to get involved.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then the goal then at the end of the program is to stand up on like a box in, say, Grafton Street and say, "Hi, my name is the Digital Dad. I'm, you know, 41 years old, blah, blah, blah." And when I was considering doing that only about kind of 10 years ago, and I don't know why, but I considered it. And I remember when I went to speech therapy the first time, they said, "Listen, if you speak without your lips touching, you'll never stammer." And it's true. But you start sounding like Sean Connery.
So you speak with your lips don't actually touch.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it?
You actually fucking do sound like Sean Connery.
But it sounds weird. Or if you tap your foot when you're talking, you'll tap out the kind of beats and the words.
Yeah.
But then after a while, you start, you know, going, "Hey, how are you?" "Yeah, I'm great. This is good." And it start becoming a little tune, like, you know what I mean? And a weird thing is, if you sing...
And then the tune's in your head as well.
Yeah. And the weird thing is, though, if you... I don't know if it's the same for all stammers, but if I put on an accent or I sing, I don't stammer at all.
But that's exactly what I was going to say about them, like Gareth Gates. When he was being interviewed before or after... But then when he sang, it was just, there was no evidence in any way, shape, or form that he has the stammer that he had.
Because he's breathing in a different way.
That's
And whatnot. Just going back to the Maguire program, and I've seen it, like I watched a documentary about it, and it's brilliant. For some people, it's amazing. Like, some people go in there and they cannot talk at all. They can't say their names, and I feel so sorry for those people.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's really like, hard watching. Like, if you think about it, if you can't talk properly,
what's the function? Like,
the function, yeah, your function, yeah, it's just gone. But these people at the end of it were amazing, and they stood up on the box and they spoke, and I had nothing but admiration. And the reason I didn't do it though myself was because I would never have a problem doing that anyway.
Stand
up on the box and going and asking people for, like, you know, the time, or like, I didn't have
that issue.
So the issue was more with me just chilling out a bit more
and stop trying
to get as many things out in one fell swoop as I possibly can. And do you know what? I will always have a stammer. I will always stammer, and I've accepted that, and I don't mind that. I really don't, because it's not really that bad. And the weird thing about
it's not bad at all, man.
Yeah. But like, if it ever does get bad, like if I have a good few drinks, you know, I will be conscious and I will just, like, loads of friends say to me, God, we've never actually seen you that drunk before, like, you know, and I have been, like, you know what I mean? But it's because I might get to a certain point where I go, right, I'm starting to stammer a lot here, so I'm going to go, right, and start breathing a little bit better and a little bit more conscious of myself, so I'm talking normally, talking properly, you know.
Which basically focuses you back in.
Yeah.
And you're back in the room kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's interesting, man. It really is.
Yeah.
I never come across, I know a couple of people who have a stammer, but I remember when you first mentioned this to me, and I was kind of like, it took a while for me to get my head around the fact that you could actually do that. But it's an amazing story. It really is. And like, I know from the intro episode that we did, there was a bit of feedback from people online on the Facebook pages, and they were interested in, you know, asking about these kind of things. In terms of your stuttering, your stammer, I'm even doing it now myself. Although that might be more to do with Arthur than anything else. Yeah.
But the worrying thing is that there's so many kids out there with stammers, and their mental health is going to be affected in some way.
Because, was there slagging when you were younger?
No. See, that was the thing. I had a really lucky. I thankfully always was able to make friends, and I had great friends, and I was never slagged once. I've been out and about, and people jokingly go, when they don't know me and I'm starting a conversation with them and all that. And then when they see that I actually do have a stammer, you can see them kind of recoil slightly. You know what I mean? But no, I was never bullied or slagged about or anything like that. But again, that is just down to the type of person I am. I wouldn't accept that. Anyway, I'm a fairly confident guy.
Yeah.
But I always feel sorry for
less confident
or people who are really shy that just would get a hard time, because that can't be a nice journey at all.
It can't be a nice journey for those, and if in particular, like, at that age as well, if you're young, like, kids can be pretty crude, you know. And if there's a lot of kind of sort of bashing going on, then you would worry for their mental health, you know, especially if they're a bit younger and as I said, a bit quieter.
Yeah.
If you have the minerals, let's say, or the kahunas to be able to deal with it,
yeah,
That's a whole different ballgame.
Oh yeah, totally. Interesting enough, I have never met or heard a woman stammer.
I don't think I have.
And I've never heard an old person stammer, unless they're drunk.
Well, that's different. Yeah. no, the female one is actually interesting.
Yeah. Now, there are females. If you go,
I'm sure there are.
If you go on the YouTube now and type in female stammer, I've never come across them. I've never seen.
I don't think I have. If I'm very honest, even the two or three that I know in my head.
Yeah.
And when I was in primary school, there was a boy. He had a very bad stammer. But like, no, but girls, no, women, no.
I think the
that's interesting.
The things I used to hate the most was, and I still hate this, is talking on the phone. I avoid it. So
did you ever any telesales?
No. Oh, sorry. We were in Australia years ago, and we went for this kind of telesales job.
You have the script in front of you.
Yeah, I was just like, fuck this. But
again, that's probably crippling ideas. Isn't it?
Exactly. I was just like, oh, fuck it. I didn't travel all this way to come over here and put myself under that much stress and pain. I said, I
hate going into work every day.
Yeah, forget that. Life's too short, you know. And then the other thing I hate doing is, well, not so much now because I'm a lot older and I don't really give a shit, is if you go up and you're ordering beers. I used to be a lounge boy. And I hated that. Oh my God, it's probably the worst job you could ever have for a stammer, because you come up and say, can I have a 4-4-4 Guinness? They go, what? 444 Guinness? Jesus, you know? You go, fuck off. You know? So I hated that.
Smart.
Whereas now you can go up and you can just point and just say, can I have two of those there, like, and three of those, you know?
Exactly. You with the 444.
Spoke to the kids before about stammering, and they didn't have a clue what I was talking about.
Because Because they don't see it.
No, they didn't have a clue. They were going, what yeah. do you mean? And I said to him, I said, do you know the way sometimes dad might say like, or might, you know, try to say a word a few times and change the word. And they looked at me like, going, what? No, yeah, no idea.
Like ten heads.
Yeah, it's just the way I talk. It's funny, isn't it?
But it's the beauty of kids, yeah, isn't it? Like yeah. they don't see different so sex, color,
no,
creed,
no.
religion, yeah. whatever it
it's
is.
It's lovely. It's They're beautiful. Just accepting.
It's you.
Yeah,
that's it. It's just you, and yeah, that's something that obviously changes as they get older, or we get older.
Well, yeah.
And you'd hope that if we could all have that kind of attitude.
Yeah, but a lot of that, like the good and the bad, comes from the adults in their life and the parents in their life.
You
know,
that's it. Yeah.
They're either raised to be, you know, racist or you know whatever, or they're raised to just not be that way and just think for themselves.
Exactly.
And
it's
accept everybody.
It's a beautiful instance that you know, and like that's what I'm saying. Like when I'm with the kids, but like, they teach me stuff.
Yeah.
Like if we could all learn that from kids,
yeah,
the place would be a whole different.
Yeah.
Environment,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah.
This is actually really good, man. It's really interesting to hear how you approach this and how you've done it in the past.
Yeah, well,
it really is. Like, it's.
See,
I
don't.
Thumbs up, like.
I don't see it that way. I just. I don't. You've said this to me before from kind of talking to me. I don't. I really don't see the big deal. It's just.
It's just natural.
It's just a. Yeah. It's just. There's no other way that I would do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do. I always harp back to that guy, that dad that I met, and he was just so upset and sad for his son that his son was like that, locking himself away and not, you know, getting involved with friends and just
worst,
being social, like you know,
the
and
worst
yeah,
case scenario kind of thing.
Yeah, and I can't even imagine what that must be like. And I'd love to do something with kids. I mean, if I had my time again, in hindsight, I'd love to become a speech therapist. And I know that sounds weird for a guy with a stammer, but I'd love to help kids who have stammers or have...
No, I get it.
You know, problems or because it has such a bearing on their life.
Did you actually... You gave the dad your email address?
Yeah.
Did he give you an email address? No.
No.
Shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shame, but yeah, if you could help,
yeah, that was 8 years ago this year. I remember the date. It was the 16th of August, and it was eight years ago this year. I remember the date because he was just so upset by it. You could just see that his son, and he couldn't do anything about it, and the son wouldn't go to speech therapy. He wouldn't do it, and you know. Listen, don't get me wrong. There's only so much the parents can do.
Well, it's a like mindset.
Like the child. But he was obviously in such a dark place that he just didn't want to do anything. He saw no escape, you know. Now, listen, that could have all changed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if he's, what, 12, 13, then he's 20-odd now.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You know, so...
Yeah.
Well, let's hope for that. You know, let's hope he's not still sitting
yeah,
in the room
exactly,
at home,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is exactly not what you don't want. That's been a brilliant man insight.
If anyone out there has a stammer or have kids who have stammers, feel free to get in touch on Facebook or Instagram or whatever.
But yeah, like, subscribe, share,
yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
And give us some feedback. As I said, we're only kind of learning as we go. We're trying out different things. And we're going to have a few guests now coming up on future episodes.
That's
so
going to be cool.
It should be good fun.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
And then eventually, hopefully, we get to go to have our live pods
in
other people's gaffs.
Yeah, sounds good.
Get them to make tea for us.
Exactly. Okay, so see you, folks. Out like a trade. Right. Bye-bye.
Good. Bye.